Nolte, Meghan Markle accused of faking some Spotify interviews. By John Nolte on June 20, 2023. Various reports are credibly accusing Meghan Markle of faking some of the interviews on her now-cancelled Spotify podcast, Archetypes. Last week, Prince Harry and his dealist wife Meghan Markle, aka the Harry Meg, lost their $25 million Spotify deal. Back in 2020, when the degenerate duo decided to make as much filthy money as possible by stabbing their own and ailing family in the back, Spotify hired them to produce podcast content. For its $25 million, Spotify got only one 12-episode podcast from Meghan. The 12-episode Archetypes that was all about Meghan sitting around with her super-rich and super-privileged pals, Mariah Carey, Mindy Kaling, Serena Williams, etc., so they could whine about how tough it is to be super-rich and super-privileged. So Spotify cut the duo loose and then kicked them on the way out by declaring them lazy fucking grifters, you know, as though Spotify didn't already know that in 2020. Trust me, Spotify only gets upset about doing business with a couple of lazy fucking grifters when Spotify is the victim of the grift. The Harry Meg won't get every penny of that $25 million, but for about 12 hours work, they will likely get more than most people make after 12 years of work. Well, now we're being told the mercenary D-Princess didn't even work those 12 hours. Podnews says it has heard from multiple sources that some interviews on the show were done by other staffers, with her questions edited in afterwards. Wait, it gets better. According to Newsweek, Andy Scott, a former editor at Gimlet Media, which produced Archetypes, confirmed this report. On the Twitters, he wrote, "We did occasionally have producers do interviews, though never the main ones, and we never edited her asking questions into interviews that producers conducted." Harry was even worse. No one once heard his whiny, little, oversharing crybaby voice even once. At least the D-Princess put in a day and a half. The fact this news was leaked doesn't surprise me. What does surprise me is how much coverage it has gotten. Maybe, just maybe, time is up for these degenerates. Hollywood and the media pumped these two talentless family backstabbers dry. And now that these two talentless family backstabbers have nothing more to offer, it's time to offload them. As I wrote over the weekend, these two talentless family backstabbers have huge bills. A huge mortgage and security reportedly costs them $2 million per year. How do a couple of losers, one born on home plate, the other marrying the home plate, intend to cover that nut? 10 years ago, Meghan could have returned to standing around looking pretty on syndicated game shows, but she's entering middle age now and is about as popular as cholera. It seems to me that these two never looked past the sugar high of the temporary riches and fame that would come with smearing a famous family. They never said, "Gee, what do we do after we run out of lies to tell about the people who loved and raised us?"